The country that enshrined the archetype of the Irish priest, Ireland, has closed one of its most prominent seminaries, and Ireland is now struggling to bring young men to the priesthood, enough to minister to the next generation of Catholics. St. Patrick's College in Thurles, County Tipperary, Ireland, founded over a century ago, is the seventh seminary to close in Ireland since 1993, leaving only one seminary remaining in the entire country. Father Christy O'Dwyer is the president of St. Patrick's. Father O'Dwyer, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Father O'Dwyer, how much had enrollment declined?
Oh, it had declined greatly over the last 4 or 5 years. On average, we had about 80 students. In the last 2 years, we had just 12 students at the beginning of each year.
That's a dramatic drop. And to what do you attribute it?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. My own view would be that primarily it's a decline in spiritual values. I suppose Ireland here has had enormous change in the last 25, 30 years, change that maybe took 100 years elsewhere. And we've had, I suppose, the first real experience of affluence in that, and that has had quite an effect on people.
So the affluence created other opportunities and perhaps turned people away from attendance at church on Sundays?
Well, there's still a very high attendance level, but people are so busy and so taking up, I suppose, the first flush of affluence that God, I think, has tended to be maybe put a bit in the background, and there's less family prayer. Of course, as well, families are much smaller than they used to be. It's only in the last 10, 12 years that the decline went so far that the home mission is beginning to be affected, and it is now becoming very obvious that the number of priests and dioceses here in Ireland will inevitably fall, and fall significantly in the immediate future.
You speak of the mission, and certainly Ireland has sent its priests around the world, including to the United States. Yes. There are many here, I think. Who are some of the graduates of St. Patrick's?
Well, we've had the first Bishop of Salt Lake City, for example, Bishop Lawrence Scanlon, was a past student, and so was the first Archbishop of Los Angeles, Dr. John Cantwell. And the present Auxiliary Bishop in San Antonio, Bishop Thomas Flanagan, is a past student. We've had, I suppose, almost 800 past students who have ministered in the United States. And at the moment, about 180 are still alive and ministering.
At one time, to send a son to the priesthood for many Catholic families, whether they were in Ireland or elsewhere, was the achievement of family life. Is that so today?
It's certainly not. That was the case, certainly, in the past. But today, in fact, I would say it is the opposite. There's a lot of goodwill, a great deal of goodwill for to the Church in Ireland, and a lot of families would still love to have priests to minister to them, but not my son. And once that becomes prominent for long enough, well, then, of course, there will not be enough priests, and that's the environment we're now facing into.
Father O'Dwyer, what has been the impact of the priestly sex scandals, which have plagued Ireland much as they have here in this country, with reports and convictions for abuse in the priesthood?
Yeah, I would say that they've had an effect. Certainly, the esteem for a priest would have gone down, and I'm sure young people certainly would, it would have had a bigger effect on them. But I wouldn't say it is the primary reason.
Has the Irish Conference of Bishops considered what to do next?
Well, they're constantly talking about the vocations issue, and there is no easy answer to it. I would say myself that we would certainly have a decline in the number of priests in parishes in the immediate future. And already there is one diocese near us here which is already has 3 parishes now without a priest. So that's a totally new phenomenon in Ireland. And that will become more common. And that, of course, will result in lay people being more involved in the church. And my own expectation is that the more lay people get involved in church, really involved in it, that they will actually come to see the need for ordained priests. And my hope would be that in the next generation, some of their families will be the people who might present for priesthood.
Father O'Dwyer, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, too.
Father Christy O'Dwyer is the president of St. Patrick's College in Thurles, County Tipperary, Ireland.